This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific day. We're going all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. The Get Right is in the house. Reggie Atatula, KG. They'll have your broadcast coming up 7 to 11 tonight here on 105.3 The Fan. But the Cowboys had a joint practice with the Broncos this afternoon. It was available to watch on DallasCowboys.com. And along with that video feed was the commentary of one Isaiah Standback, who was breaking that down for you, and he's going to join you here in just a second on your home of the Cowboys. Yes, right now, a former Cowboys wide receiver out of the University of Washington. He is a Super Bowl champion, and he now creates content for you at DallasCowboys.com. Isaiah Standback here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
Good, Isaiah. Hey, great job, by the way, on the broadcast. Really enjoyed your commentary about it, the way you're breaking out. It was fun to listen to you try and watch two fields at once today.
I appreciate it, man. It was hard enough trying to stand up there and not pass out. It was hot out there.
I'll tell you. Okay, well, you talk about, you know, afterwards, you were with Nick Eatman and Kyle Yeomans. You guys were kind of talking about things, and you guys were saying that you were the physicality of the practice, or the physicality of the team. Was that your biggest concern today, or was there something else that I missed from watching that?
Yeah, I mean, guys just didn't seem to have stepped up to the challenge today. I mean, you have to think about all the different things that they had going against them. You're obviously traveling to somebody else's home, so you're in Denver. You're playing against an opponent that you haven't played against, right, in camp, for your whole duration of camp. You've been going against each other. It's hot outside. You're in elevation. And then you have Randy Gregory, one of your ex-teammates, who's now distraught, seemingly, and he's over there talking a bunch of mess on the sidelines. So there's going to be an energy level that you're going to have to meet, and I just don't think holistically that the team, at least on the offensive side, didn't meet that. There were individuals who did, but collectively, it didn't seem like they met that challenge today.
Were you encouraged by anything? Were there good things that were happening, Isaiah, that you'll take from the practice and be optimistic about for the upcoming season?
Absolutely. There were some guys that stepped up today. Noah Brown was a sure thing out there. And he's somebody that I know is in a lot of different conversations regarding the receiver position. And he's somebody that Dak trusts. He's somebody who's lost weight. He's come in. He's done what they've asked him to do up to date. And he's continuing to be that consistent guy, a resource for them. He showed up today. And then you have guys like Tolbert, who showed up today. He did a really good job. Simi Fehoko did an okay job getting open and taking advantage of some opportunities. TJ Vasher, he did a good job as well. Offensive line-wise, I think Tyler Smith was pretty patient, knowing what his natural instinct is to be aggressive. I feel like the reps that he did receive today, he did pretty well with those. Aside from that, there weren't a whole lot of big-time highlights or high points offensively. Denver dominated it for the most part.
I'd say it was okay. You ran through all those wide receivers, and that's your background. That's really your area of expertise with those wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Are they going into camp? Was that your biggest concern? And how do you feel about them now?
So, answer the first part. No, my biggest concern going into this season, it has been and continues to be the offensive line.
Okay.
And their ability to protect Dak and also create some running lanes to be able to get this running game going back the way that the Dallas Cowboys need them to. In regards to the receiver position, I still believe that it's going to be a little bit of a struggle early on in the season, not having Gallup, not having Washington. Those are two of your top three guys that you're going to be without. And I don't care what offense in this league, if you're missing your top two of your top three receivers, you're going to be in a bad way. Now, there's going to be opportunities, obviously, that are present to some of these younger guys because of those vacancies. But I still think that I'm waiting to see CD step up into what we consider, everybody considers to be that number one role. He did go out there, he made some catches and some plays today. But the things I'm looking for from CD that's going to affect this entire receiver room is going to be his leadership qualities.
It's Isaiah Stanback, DallasCowboys.com, former Cowboys wide receiver here with you on 105.3 The Fan. We're covering a lot of ground. This is great stuff, Isaiah. Noah Brown, how much better than last year to you? And when do you know a guy is ready to grow from being a good practice player to a guy that, that can perform consistently in games?
I believe that Noah Brown's always been that guy. I just think that the demands that they placed on him weren't necessarily offensively. I think that the role that he was asked to play offensively in recent years was always, hey, we need you to come in and crack back on the safety. We need you to come in a bunch set and wall off a linebacker, right? He was always that physical specimen in the physical kind of enforcer in the receiver room. And that's all he was really asked to do. Every so often, be a possession guy. But for the most part, come block on, and then go do your thing on special teams by being a core special teamer. This offseason, seemingly, they asked him to drop a little bit of weight, and I believe that's because they want him to become more prevalent as a receiver. And he has been that all through camp from what I've seen. He's been quick in and out of his breaks. He's been Johnny on the spot. He has sure hands. He's making those tight contested catches. He is seemingly looking to be a great number three for this team right now. And start the year off, he might be a number two.
I was out there, we were all out there with you at camp and stuff. So you were actually watching the practices as well, not just the scrimmage, but practices sure. Leading up to this. Talk about what you've seen defensively. It looked like to me that the Cowboys defensively, they had a lot of practices where they put their offense in a lot of tough spots.
Yeah.
But was it the secondary, the rush? Where do you think this Cowboys defense is at their strongest point?
That front seven, especially when you think about the addition of Anthony Barr. But right now, specifically, that defensive front. That's a very congested, highly competitive room right now. I think that's the way Dan Quinn intended it to be. Those guys are all vying for not only a spot on this roster, but playing time. I mean, you got the big boys in the middle. You got Neville Gallimore. You got Watkins in there. You got Golston, Odigizua. You got Basham, Armstrong on the outside, Fowler, D-Law. They're all vying for playing time regardless of how established and how much money they're getting paid. All these guys are going to be rotational players. And I think the biggest challenge for them is going to be, it's going to be ego more so than anything, because time is going to get divided. And you're not going to see 60-plus play guys anymore in this defense. You're going to see guys playing 30, 35 quality snaps and everybody making their contributions to make this a very effective defense.
Isaiah Stanback here with you on 105.3 The Fan, DallasCowboys.com. You mentioned the running game earlier, Isaiah. Do you have hope that this can be a good running team? Is there hope for the running game?
There's hope. There's hope in terms of my confidence level at this point in time in camp. It's not very high, and that's seemingly just because we understand that Tyler Biotis is still trying to figure things out at the center position. He's a guy that you can depend on. He's a guy that you know what you're going to get out of him. He's not a guy that you would put in the dominant category of the things that they've had in the past, right? He's not Fredericks. So then you look at what's next to him. Okay, you have an all-pro future Hall of Famer, Zach Martin, next to him. Okay, that's awesome. But on the other side of him, now that's when the question marks really begin. So if you have some question marks in regards to Biotis and his ability to handle some of these defensive linemen that he's going to face. And you start off by week one, Vita Vea. You can't handle him one-on-one. So all of a sudden, if I'm Vita Vea, am I going to line up in the gap between Tyler Biotis and Zach Martin, or am I going to line up in the gap between Tyler Biotis and Connor McGovern or Tyler Smith? And that's when you start looking and saying, okay, how far along are those guards coming? And if there's not a person who's necessarily taking the bull by the horns at that position, now there's a question mark there. So I have a semi-question mark at center, and I have a big question mark at guard. That's a gaping hole in this offensive front, and that's something that we saw last year.
Do you think Dak can still make plays with his legs like when he came into the league?
I think he can, and I think that he's becoming more confident with that. We've seen him do more of that in this camp than we've seen him do in the past. Obviously, he's been battling injuries over the past few seasons, and that's something that I'm looking forward to him doing. However, I don't want to see him become dependent on that. So it's one thing to have that as a attribute is one thing to have that as a kind of a change up and something that you have in your tool belt. But when you become dependent on it, that's when you start putting yourself in position to get hurt.
You know, I wonder about you. I was covering the Pac-12 when you were at Washington, so I watched you a lot, actually. As a former college quarterback that came out like 15 years ago, would you have insisted more on trying to stay at quarterback if you came out more in today's game?
I think I wouldn't have had to have the conversation. I think it would have been a lot more accepted had I came out in today's game. I mean, the attributes and skill sets that I possessed at that point in time, it was kind of one-offs, right? There's a handful of guys that possessed those abilities, and it still wasn't concluded thing around the league that say, hey, this is accepted. This is something that we can utilize. It's something that everybody would like to have on their team. You know, now you have the Kyler Murrays, the Lamar Jacksons, and the Dax and everybody else that's out here now. There's a lot of really athletic quarterbacks. When back then, I mean, you just had a handful of guys. You had the McNabs, you had the McNairs, you had the Vicks. You know, you only had guys every so often that was, okay, this is acceptable for this offense. This is acceptable for this coordinator. But now this is seemingly almost every team has a guy that can run, whether he's considered a pocket quarterback or not. Most of these guys can use their legs.
Isaiah, when you look at Kellen Moore and what the things that are facing him this season as a play caller, do you feel like, though, that they can turn things around? Or is this one of those things like, have you seen enough at practice where it's different from where we were at this time last year?
That's a good question. I have a lot of faith in Kellen Moore. I do. I believe that he possesses the qualities necessary to become a really good offensive coordinator in this league. Obviously, I mean, he led the league with offense last year. I mean, he does a really good job with what he does. My concern with Kellen Moore, as he continues to mature at that offensive coordinator position, is holding back. I think, you know, he showed his youth in that regard, or is it lack of experience as an offensive coordinator last year? And I brought it up on some of the shows with the Cowboys. I'm like, hey, he's in his bag too much, too early. You know, knowing that, you know, you could release some of these things that you've been working on all season, some of these ideas that you have in your green book, like the water boy, right? Like,
sure.
Some of these things you have to let them out a little bit at a time. Let them leak out. Don't just dump the bag out, and then all of a sudden these defensive coordinators, that's all they do is watch film. You know, these GAs, that's all they do is watch film. And eventually your tendencies are going to start showing up, and you'd much rather your tendencies show up late in the season if they're going to versus them catching on to them early on. So I think if Kellen Moore can really just slow trickle out to some of the new wrinkles that he has, then he'll put himself and this organization in a much better position because he's very talented at play calling.
It's Isaiah Stanback here with you, DallasCowboys.com. How does Mike McCarthy spend a couple weeks talking about, we're going to Denver, we don't want to fight all afternoon, and then there was like five skirmishes? How's that happen?
Man, you can say whatever you want to as a coach. I believe that he said if a guy throws a punch today, he's going to get ejected out of practice. The reality of the matter is, you know, the last time I was here, I think it was back in 2008, we had a big brawl, and Flozell Adams was right smack dab in the middle of it, and you have two highly competitive – I mean, you have professional athletes. These are the best guys in the world. They've been beating each other up day in and day out for weeks on end. You're tired of seeing the same guys. You're tired of seeing the same looks. You're hungry. Your body hurts. It's hot outside. You're irritated. You know, you haven't seen much of your family, and all of a sudden here comes a team coming into your home, and they think that they're just going to embarrass you. There's going to be some fights, and that's just kind of how it goes. It's all in good measure. Nobody's really trying to beat anybody up. But it's more so, you know, it's a pride. It's a battle of different of prides when you're dealing with men. And it's going to happen. And it didn't help out that Randy Gregory was over there stirring the pot. He was definitely the man in the middle today.
I say you've got the call Saturday night, right? You can do some television.
Yes,
you got your suit all ready to go?
Yes, sir. It's all ready to go.
All right. I know you're going to be dressed sharp for sure. But, okay, so – you know, you what you said earlier to me is that I had concerns about what I saw today, just from the physicality aspect. But you seem to feel in a different way about that. Should we not be knee-jerking about this, what we saw today, or is it just something that, you know, let's see what happens in the game on Saturday night?
It's definitely something to raise your eyebrow up to. And reason being, because the main issue, you can't do anything in this league without having your guys up front take care of business. And when you think about the Dallas Cowboys and you think about their competition in the NFC East, what has every team in the NFC East done with their defensive line this offseason?
Added guys, yeah.
They've added guys.
Yeah.
They've beefed it up. I'm not even going to bring up the Philadelphia Eagles and what the Dallas Cowboys have to deal with those two guys in the middle. But you start thinking about every team that you're going to face, especially in these first five or six games that Dallas has, they all have dudes in the middle of their defensive line. So if you can't combat those dudes with personnel, then you start running into problems. And that's in the passing game. That's in the running game. You know, I've said it before, and I'll stand by it still. You know, Dak Prescott is as great of a quarterback as he is and continuing to develop to be. He's not a drop back and beat you passer. He's a play action guy. If you allow Dak Prescott to have a running game, he will destroy you. But if you force him, if you take away the running game and force him to throw the ball 40-plus times, well, history says things don't go Dallas's way. So this team needs a running game, and they have to be able to establish the physicality at the line of scrimmage. And if they don't, then it's going to be rough.
Mm. That's great stuff, Isaiah. Thank you so much for the content, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Wow. Yes, sir. There it is. A great guest, Brian. Thanks for booking him.
Yeah, he did a great job on the broadcast today with all those guys at DallasCowboys.com. And again, he'll have the we hope you listened to Brad and I, but Isaiah will have the he'll have the color commentary, though, tonight, on Saturday night for the game, too. So,
I mean, that's just strong commentary. Kellen Moore promising, but, you know, plays it too safe.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, not a great drop back, kill you in the pocket quarterback, a play action quarterback, give him a running game, and he'll dominate you. That's exactly how I feel. I mean, I think everything Isaiah Stanback said, I was like, okay, sounds good, man. This guy's killing it. When we return here in the G-Bag Nation, it's time for Cowboys Twitter. Top tweets going viral about America's team here in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.